So our first presenter is from Purdue University. Xiaoqing Yu will be presenting, the graduate student presenting in this presentation, research done with Dr. Yiwei Zhang. And he'll be presenting on physiological and genetic variations in submergence tolerance of perennial ryegrass. This is part of his research. So if I'd like to have you come up and you can start.
Okay, thank you, Michelle, for introducing. Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This afternoon, I will talk about the submergence stress on turf grass. I think a lot of you may heard about the flooding stress or submergence stress. It is due an important environmental stress that affects the grass growth. And from this figure, we can see there is, in the last past 13 years, there is over $16 billion U.S. dollar loss in the United States of America that in the agriculture area. That definitely includes the turf industry. And for example, in the area of golf course or and in the area of athletic field as well as some other applications. So the rationale for we to conduct this research is flooding is a relatively important and a common environmental stress. However, it haven't been paid enough attention. If we search the literature, you won't get a lot of paper for flooding. So we conducted the current research with the following three objectives. Our first objective is to examine the physiological and genetic variations in this relatively big population of perennial ryegrass when they're facing the submergence stress. And our second objective is, of course, to identify some tolerant as well as some sensitive accessions that can be potentially used in the future for breeding. And finally, we want to identify the different types of tolerant mechanisms. And in order to achieve those objectives, 99 accessions we got from 41 countries all over the world have been used in this study. And among those 99 accessions, 93 of them we obtained from the USDA National Plant Germplasm Bank. And the remaining six are turf type cultivars we got from a company from Oregon. And this research conducted in the greenhouse at Purdue University. This kind of white container have been used for this study. At the first beginning, we put the grass into the container, fill in water, and let this lasting for 7 days. And after that, we carefully pick the grass out of the water, put them into the same position as the greenhouse, let them recover for 7 days. And we have three replications for all the 99 accessions, and two separate experiments have been conducted in 2009 and 2010 to try to eliminate the environmental effects. And in order to evaluate the plant performance when they're facing the submergence stress, 7 different trees have been measured for this population, either partially or whole population. And the first one is the traditional turf tree, that is leaf color. From the x-axis, you can see the leaf color is from 0 to 9. 0 is the worst, and 9 is the best. From the y-axis, you can see this is the frequency distribution of this all 99 accessions. I use the green color to indicate the control condition, and this kind of orange color with the dots, I indicate for the submergence stress. And from this figure, for example, this bar, we can see overall we have about 20% of the accessions have a leaf color reading between 6 and 7 under control condition. And the similarity here, we can see we have about 25% of the accessions a leaf color reading is between 2 and 3 under the stress. So from this figure, we can get 2 points. The first point, we have a relatively diverse response for this population. Under control condition, the color rating is between 5 and 9. Under the stress condition, is between 1 to 5. And the second point, it is we can see obviously shift of this distribution from the from the right to the left. That indicates the stress do affect the plant growth. The second the measurement we performed is FA over FM. That is the chlorophyll fluorescence, which can stand for the photochemical efficiency that usually being used to indicate the photosynthesis efficiency of the plants. Usually people think if the value for FA over FM is about 0.8, plant is healthy, but below this value, there are some stress or damages occurred to the plants. So from this figure, we have got 3 points. The first two are exactly with the previous slides. That is, we have a relatively diverse response, and thankfully, the stress do affect the plant growth, and do affect the plant growth. And the unique point from this figure is, we can see the plants under control condition are pretty much similar. The FA-FM value is greater than 0.8, and most of them are between 0.81 to 0.84. However, under submergence, you can see they diverged. Some of the plants still healthy. The value is 0.79, 0.77, but some others are not. The value decreased to 0.65. So that means in this population, the accessions are performed different when they're facing this kind of stress. Some are still tolerant, some are not. So I will talk about the mechanisms and the different types of tolerance in the later several slides. So here I will show you another measurement we performed. It is a relative plant growth rate. I know this is a little bit busy than the other two, but I will use some kind of marker to help you understand a little bit. It's still a frequency distribution, and for this measurement, as well as the plant height, we are not only measure the control and the submergence, we also measure the recovery stage. And from here, you can see the green bars. They are gathering in this point. I calculated the mean value for all the 99 accessions for the relative growth rate. The mean value is 19.9 milligram per day. However, under the stress condition, they shift to the left to 13 milligram per day. And after 7 days recovery, we can see the blue bars, they shift back a little bit. And the mean value is 17.4 milligram per day. And this indicator, most of the accessions can recovery back to, not back to, but close to their control conditions after 7 days recovery with a 7 days submergence treatment. And this figure also showed a diverse response. So after we do all the measurements for the whole population, we decided to separate our samples to different groups. And we finally separated them to 3 groups. T1, T2 are 2 tolerant group. And one is T1 we consider is escape type. T2 is a quiescent type. I will show you a picture here. The left panel is the T2 type. I just use an example. Actually, this is a commercial cultivar, 113. And you can see the control and submergence plants, no big difference in the case of color. All other measurements we also analyzed, we will show later in the group. And in contrast, the sensitive one shows a much more yellowish color, and some of the dead tissues can be observed at the bottom of the pillars. So in order to further analyze those phenomena and the mechanisms, we separate them to 3 groups. T1, from the plant height, you can see, even under control condition, is relatively higher than T2, and the sensitive type, we indicated by ST. So that means T1, we consider it is a fast growth type. This information not only being observed in this study, but also have been reported by some preliminary study in other species, such as rice. And the T2 is a kind of slow growth type. It is shallow, and you can say, remember, under the submerged stress, the overall plant growth have been reduced. Remember the distribution shift. However, for the T1 type, we even can observe an increase for the plant height. But for the T2 type, it's normal in this parameter, that is a decrease. But for both T1 and T2 type, both of them can recover back to their normal condition after 7 days recovery. However, for the sensitive type, it is a different story. They can observe a decrease of the plant height under the stress condition, but it is very difficult for them to back to their normal condition even after 7 days recovery. So in order to further confirm this hypothesis, we carefully pick up 13 accessions to measure the carbohydrate level in this in those individual accessions. Here is a result for the total water soluble carbohydrate. And also we labeled by T1, T2, and the sensitive type. For the T1 type, there is a little bit of reduce of the carbohydrate, total water soluble carbohydrate content in these accessions. And the T2 type shows a similar, showed an apparent similar result, but the background, the mechanism is different. I will talk that later. In contrast, for the sensitive type, you can see a relatively huge reduction for the total water soluble carbohydrate. Okay, let's back to the different mechanisms. For the T1 type, just as I mentioned, it is a kind of fast growth type. At the end of the experiment, some of the accessions, actually most of the accessions in T1 type, because it grows very fast, it can regrow up to the water level that can reconnect with the air. So in this case, they can rescue their photosynthesis, can restart to accumulate the carbohydrate. In this case, it showed a kind of a little bit decrease in the overall total water soluble carbohydrate. But for the T2 type, because they are a kind of a slow growth type, they cannot reconnect with the air. So what they did is just conserve the energy use, save as many as energy as possible to reduce the slow down the metabolism to wait for the water go away. So in order to further confirm this result, we also measured the fructan content, which are reported to be very important for the cool season perennial grasses. And basically you can see there is a similar result as the total water soluble carbohydrate. So you can make a quick comparison here. See the under the submergence condition, for the T1 T2 type only reduce a little bit for the fructan content, but for the sensitive type, they reduced a lot. So now let's make a quick conclusion for this study. The first conclusion we got is there is a large phenotypic variations were found in this population, in the perennial ryegrass population, when they facing submergent stress. And secondly, we found two tolerant mechanisms when perennial ryegrass facing the submergent stress. And finally, there are some accessions were identified as tolerant to the submergence that in the future can be potentially used in the breeding or used for the submerged tolerance gene discovery in the future. So at the end of this presentation, I want to thank for the MRTF, the Midwest Regional Turf Grass Foundation, to support this study, and also thanks NA for helping sampling. So thank you, and I will very happy to take several questions if I have time. Thank you. Okay.
So your treatments were conducted in the greenhouse, and over the submergence was over 7 days.
Yes.
Did you? What was the water temperature like? Did that matter at all to your treatments, or did you have to moderate the temperature of the water in a greenhouse? Or?
Okay. The question is, what is the water temperature in these 7 days? Is there any changes or some? Is the water temperature affect the plant performance and the flooding? Actually, we did measure the water temperature for all the 7 days. They don't show a big difference. The mean value is 18 degrees centigrade, and they're pretty consistent for the water temperature. So.
Any other questions? No? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.